An integrated approach for naval orangeworm control. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Haviland is a UC Cooperative Extension entomologist from Kern County.
So we all know naval orangeworm is not a simple pest to control. It takes a sort of integrated pest management approach. We know the base of that sanitation, getting rid of all the mummies in the winter to make sure that we reset the clock with naval orangeworm in the spring. We know that the earlier you harvest, the better you're going to be. So early and timely harvest is going to help. We know insecticides help. They've been around a while, they're effective, and certainly, people are using them. At the same time, those three things alone don't always control the pest to the level you need. And that's where main disruption can come in, is another leg, if you want to call it, on an IPM, chair or another tool in the toolbox.
Haviland explained the different strategies of mating disruption for naval orangeworm, the number one pest in almonds and pistachios.
So right now there's really three different groups of products registered. There's the aerosol products. So that's a canister you hang in the orchard and it releases pheromone at certain intervals throughout the season. The second group's what we call the meso emitter. That's a rubber strip that's hung in the trees that passively releases the pheromone all year. And the third that's new this last year is a sprayable pheromone. It's one that you put in the tank and you spray it along with insecticide or fungicide out into the orchard.
So it's recommended that growers contact their PCAs to discuss these options for control of naval orangeworm. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.